Miles Simmons here with Eric Dickerson, Hall of Fame running back. And ED, we haven't had a chance to get with you since the end of the season. Ended a little bit earlier, I think, than everybody would have liked. But how do you sum up the way the Rams 2017 went?
Well, I think it was a good start. Really do. I think the Rams played extremely well pretty much all season. I mean, going from 4-12 to 11-5 is a big turnaround. I don't think anyone expected that. I didn't expect it. I don't think the fans expected it. And when it happened, I think pretty much everyone was shocked. So for the season that the Rams had, it was a great season. I mean, they haven't had a winning season in 14 years, and that's a plus, winning the NFC West. I think even at the way the season ended, people talking about, at least fans are talking about, we have something to look forward to for next year. And that's what it's all about. You know, the season's going to come to an end either way, if you win the Super Bowl, lose before you get there, but you have to look forward to next year. And I think that's what a lot of fans are looking forward to, and myself too. I mean, looking forward to next season.
What's one thing that you think the Rams have to improve going into next season?
We had a lot of good things. I think, you know, the maturity of the players. I think, you know, we have a very young football team. And when I watched that football game, I don't think they understood the urgency of it, you know, of playing in a playoff game. Sometimes we got away from running Todd. Like in the playoff game, I think we panicked in a sense because we fell behind. You know, overall, I mean, I think we have a very good football team. And if we can keep the players we have and add to some of the things that we have in the chemistry, that's very important.
You talked about, you know, people not really expecting the Rams to be as good as they were, including yourself. But what's one thing that really surprised you about this season?
Two things, I would say. First of all, the offense, how well they played, and how well Jared Goff did. I mean, he did very well. I didn't expect him to do so well, you know, in his second season after doing, you know, so poorly in his first season. And really, and I kept saying, it's not his fault. You know, it's not his fault. You have to have the right coaching at that position. So, I mean, I think the play of Jared Goff and the way our offense played was phenomenal. And I mean, one more thing, and the way Sean McVay led this football team, you know, his leadership, you know, a young coach, you know, I think people talked about, you know, how young he was. And I mean, I didn't care. I never cared from the beginning how young he was. And I think a lot of teams would probably be looking at young coaches with young ideas. So those are my three things.
All right. Well, you mentioned Sean McVay, and the NFL honors are coming up the day before the Super Bowl, and I think a lot of people kind of feel the way you feel about the way he led this team. So I'll ask, do you feel like McVay should be Coach of the Year?
Oh, hands down. I mean, it's no doubt he should be Coach of the Year. I mean, like I said, we haven't had a winning season in 14 years. He comes in his very first year. And I believe that if you asked anybody around the league, do you think the Rams will win the NFC West, they'd have laughed at you. I mean, really laughed. Like, come on, you got to be kidding me. And for him to win the NFC West in that manner, it's a testament to him and his coaching staff. So for sure, I think he should be Coach of the Year.
All right, the last thing I'll ask you about is the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl's coming up. A few guys have been there from the Rams. A few other guys, it'll be their first time. What are your memories? What's your favorite memory, maybe, of playing at the Pro Bowl?
Well, my favorite memory, first of all, I was going to Hawaii for my second time. I went in the Hula Bowl as a senior, and then I said, I got to go back to Hawaii. I want to go back. And I got to go back my first year in the pros. You know, in the Pro Bowl, everything is kind of lax. You know, not like it is now, but we play a little bit harder. I had a play where I cut Matt McMillan. He played for the Raiders. He was a linebacker. And I won't forget, I cut him. I cut him out of his shoes. He had his shoes untied. He's like, Eric, what are you doing, man? It's a Pro Bowl. I'm like, hey, man, I'm playing football. You don't be cutting out here. So I'm like, hey, I didn't know. So that was, you know, it's such a good time. Even though it's not in Hawaii anymore, at least this year, the guys will enjoy it. I mean, it's a time to get together with players you played against. And you play with some of the players that, you know, you played against also. So, you know, I love the Pro Bowl. I just wish they'd keep it in Hawaii.
Yeah, me too. It'd be more fun to go to Hawaii, yeah. Probably. All right, everybody. Well, that's Eric Dickerson. I'm Miles Simmons. Thanks for joining us here in the Rams studio, connected by AT&T.